The scent of the mesquite was even stronger, and Ryan paused, kneeling and rubbing his hands through the dust, which still carried the heat of the day, and dried his skin. He stood and adjusted the Sig Sauer blaster in its holster. He followed the boy, out from the cottonwoods, down the dry creek bed, toward the deadfall of jumbled branches. He heard Jack a little ahead of him, picking his way over a scattering of dead brush. Ryan was just about to call out a warning that he was approaching the lad, knowing that Jack's razor-honed reflexes might lead to his attacking him before knowing it was a friend, when he heard an ominous sound. Jack? Jack? You okay? Where are you?
Down Bastard Hole. Left riverbed. Went past big rock. Big as me. Stepped on brush and went in.
You hurt?
It's a trap, Ryan. Sharp spike branches in pit here.
Stepping as if walking on eggshells, Ryan picked his way forward, seeing the large boulder looming ahead of him. He strained his good eye and could make out the dark shape of the pit trap.
Jack, how deep?
6 feet, maybe. Broke chest bones, Ryan. Can't stand. Can't.
Ryan decided that he needed a light from the fire, and as fast as possible, he turned around and stared into the glowing emerald eyes of an enormous mutey cougar, which stood less than 10 feet away from him. The P-226 leapt into Ryan's fist before he'd even consciously thought that he'd better draw it from the hip. It fitted there like an extension of his arm. In the dim light, it wasn't possible to see the exact size of the animal. Its tawny skin seemed to glow faintly. It was around 16 feet from its jaws with a glistening saber teeth to the squat bunched muscles at the end of its back and had to weigh in at around 700 pounds of mean.
Back off, bastard.
Over the years, Ryan had encountered any number of muties, animals and humans, and some that lay somewhere between. A lot of them would respond to the threat of an armed man. The mountain lion hunkered down on its haunches, long tail flicking angrily from side to side. Ryan's eye, away from the bright embers of the fire, was becoming more accustomed to the darkness of the creek bed. He kept staring at the unblinking green eyes of the huge creature as he took a cautious half-step toward it.
Get out of here! Come on! I got an ace on the line with you!
The barrel of the Sig Sauer was steady on the puma's jaws. The best target, with the best margin for a close hit, if the big cat moved suddenly in any direction. Its mouth opened with an infinite slowness, and Ryan could taste the hunting scent of the big meat-eater's breath. Ryan had never seen a carnivore of such a size. Its lethal, curling tusks sprouted from the upper jaw, twisting and pointing forward and up. If it came for him, the pistol wouldn't stop the attack. It might kill the animal, but it was too close not to be able to rip out Ryan's belly before it was dead. If it would turn, then he could shoot it, knowing it wouldn't then be able to twist and power itself at him. He waved the gun. The tail stopped twitching, and he could see the powerful muscles along its back tensing, ready for a spring. Ryan got himself braced to shoot for the head and dive sideways at the same time, hoping it wouldn't come to that. The mutey cougar erupted toward him. The broad trigger was firm, and Ryan squeezed it twice. Ryan had no way at all of knowing where the bullets had hit the animal. He knew with absolute certainty that he couldn't have missed at such close range. In the darkness, near the brink of the pit, he could dimly make out the thrashing shape of the cougar. It was crouched, ready to spring again. Black in the moonlight, Ryan could see blood pouring from a gaping wound in its throat, slightly to the right, toward the shoulder. There was no sign of a second wound. It wasn't the time to risk a poor shot. Ryan steadied his right wrist with his left hand, extending the P-226 like the finger of the avenging angel, and leveled it at the broad, thrusting head of the mountain lion. He snapped off 5 quick shots, spaced 1/3 of a second apart to allow for any recoil. In the moonlight, he saw the skull of the puma explode into shards of splintered bone and brain, blood and tissue erupting in a fine mist. The cougar fought its way to its feet, staggering, destroyed. Then the lions went down and it toppled sideways, claws scraping on the bare rock.
Fire blast.
To recover from the violent tension, Ryan stayed kneeling, fishing out ammunition from his pants pocket.